Hallelujah. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. I want to take the first 4 verses. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, everybody say suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with the other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pentecost, a new season. Pentecost, a new season. To the church then, it was a new season. And to us today, in Mount Zion, is a new season. Hallelujah. Now, Pentecost is annual Jewish festival known as Feast of Weeks or Day of First Fruits, a celebration of the firstborns of the harvest. So at a time like this, in the Jewish land, they always travel because the Lord requires all the men at least 3 times a year to appear before him in Jerusalem. So 3 major feasts that they have to appear before the Lord. We have the Passover in spring, Deuteronomy 16:16, Pentecost. We have that in Leviticus 23:15-16, and Tabernacles. That happens at the end of the spring. Hallelujah. So at this time, Jerusalem was filled with a lot of people. They came from everywhere when the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost. I want us to look at 3 things that happened. 3 things preceded the coming of the Holy Spirit on that day. 3 things that happened. And I pray that the Lord will grant us a touch today in Jesus' name. Number 1 is obedience. Jesus had told the disciples when they were so curious. When Jesus was about to leave, they asked Jesus, "Will you at this time return the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus told them, "Don't bother and don't worry about, you know, power or about the kingdom. But one thing that is important is you wait. Wait in Jerusalem until you are filled with power from above." So number 1 thing that happened was obedience to that call. Jesus said, "Wait." So there was obedience. They waited in obedience. 2nd thing we see is unity. There was unity. They were together in one accord. Together in one accord. And wherever there is unity, there is always a breakthrough, there is always progress. And wherever there is disunity, the devil always, you know, moving to operate. And so wherever there is unity, God is bound to move. The Holy Spirit is bound to walk. So God saw, number 1, obedience. Number 2, unity. And the 3rd thing that happened is there was a great expectation. There was a great expectation. They were expecting. You know, they were expecting the promise of the Father, because Jesus told them, "Wait for the promise of the Father." So there was a great expectation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are going to pray this morning. Now, Jesus had told them, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you another helper like me. I will send you a comforter." John 14:16. And this comforter, thank God for the choir. This comforter is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. We know what is happening in the world today. That the world is operating under a lie. The spirit of lie. We see what is happening, beginning from where you look around you, you see the food industry or to the pharmaceutical world. You see what is happening, the packaging. We do all the packaging and all the marketing. Everything is a lie because we come on flag. Everything is about lie. Everything is about deception in the world today. So it's the opposite of what Jesus promised the church. He said, I will send you another comforter, and this comforter is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. So the world is being run today with the spirit of deception and lie. We see that everywhere, in our education, in our politics. People have to tell lies, they have to fabricate things in order to get things done. In fact, it has become the way of life. That is the way everything is moving. Lie. Deception. So what happened? When the day of Pentecost had fully come, the Bible says they were in one accord, in one place, and suddenly, four things that happened. I want to pray that God, please, we are thirsty, we are hungry, we want it to happen again in our lives. There was a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind. A sound from heaven. I was looking into the scripture. There are many sounds. If you read the Bible, there are so many sounds, noises, and things that came from heaven. Not all of them are, you know, godly, but some are devastating, some are for judgment. But this sound that came from heaven was the coming of the promise of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit was coming to have his residence in the word, in the heart, in the midst of the church, for a purpose which has to do with harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. Pentecost is talking about the first fruit. And so the coming of the Holy Spirit is talking about harvest. Jesus had told them, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You will be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Doing what? Bringing in the harvest. Harvest. That is what it's all about. It goes beyond the speaking in tongues. It goes beyond the receiving the gifts. Thank God all those gifts. Whatever gift God has given us. Everything has to do with harvest. Bringing in the source of men into the kingdom. So there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. The wind have to blow off everything that is not of God. The wind is a sign of, you know, the power of God. We see how turbine works. You see them in the, you know, you see the propeller of a plane. It has to work very powerfully. You know, the wind in that aeroplane is so powerful that it's going to help to lift the plane from the ground. So this wind we are talking about is the one that comes from heaven and is going to blow off all that has been there and is bringing in a new era, a new season. And the Bible says the second thing that happened is a divided tongues of fire. Divided tongues of fire sat upon each one of them. Fire. And we need a fire today, brethren. The church is cold. The world is cold. Everything needs to be, you know, need to be energized. We need the fire today. We need the tongue of fire upon ourselves. We are becoming weary. We are becoming tired. We are becoming sleepy spiritually. We need the fire. I want to tell you that fire, we are talking about fire. There are so many things that fire does. But I want to tell you that number one, two things I just want to mention that about four I listed, but because of our time, fire refines and fire purifies. Fire refines and fire purifies. In the book of Malachi, let's quickly look into that. We come back to our tests. Malachi chapter 3, I want to read verses 2 and 3. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi. All sons of Levi this morning. Shout hallelujah. We are due to be refined. We are due for purification. And he will purge them as gold and silver, that they may, take note, he will purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. To offer offering in righteousness, there is need for purging. There is need for the fire to do the work of purification. To burn away every dross. Anything that is not necessary or needed in our life to run the race must be removed. Hallelujah. Amen. Numbers. Let's quickly look at Numbers chapter 31. We are looking at fire. I want to pray for that fire this morning. Amen. Numbers chapter 31. Numbers 31, 23. Numbers 31, 23. Everything that can endure fire, you shall put through the fire. And it shall be clean. And it shall be purified with the water of purification. But all that cannot endure fire, you shall put through water. All that needs to go through fire, that can go through fire and be sustained, have to go through fire and be clean. When the Holy Ghost came, what he did before the disciples, the church, were set to go out was the wind, then the fire for purification. The wind blew off all that needs to be blown off. And then the fire purified like gold is purified. Amen. Removing all the dross and everything that is not of God. Don't forget, they were human beings like us. But what made them different was the fire, the Holy Ghost that came upon them. And that's what we are praying this morning. Lord, do it again. Let that fire sit on us. Let that fire be kindled in every heart. Let that fire be kindled in your church. Let that fire be kindled in our nation. Let that fire be kindled in this city. Amen. So that, Lord, complacency will be gone. Laziness will be gone. Procrastination will be gone. Division will not find way in the midst of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Fire sat. Divided tongues of fire came. And then they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Back to Acts chapter 2. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and they started speaking in other tongues or language. They speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If you read from verses 5 downward, you'll see that the nation that were represented were so many. And all of them, they were hearing them speaking because the Holy Spirit gave them specific language to speak. Those who came from Phrygia, those who came from Pamphylia, those who came from Egypt, Cyrene, those who came from Libya, Rome, those who came all the way, you know, from Medes, Elamites, and people who were dwelling in Mesopotamia, every one of them had then spoke in their language. And they were not learned. They didn't learn those languages. The Spirit of the Lord gave them. I pray, Lord, do it again. Give us the right word to speak to our generation. The right word that they will hear, they will understand, and they'll be convicted and converted. They heard. God wanted them to hear the message of salvation in their language. So he gave them, the disciples, these 120 people, they gave them, each of them, speaking differently in the languages of people who were present in Jerusalem at that time. Because they need to be spoken to. We need the language today. The language may not be English. The language, it could be English. But there will be that power in that language that will bring about a conversion, a change of those who are hearing you. It takes the Holy Spirit
To give the word, to give the interpretation, to give the understanding, to give the convicting of that which people hear. And we need it again, Lord. The word need it again. We don't want to do it in our own strength, in our own power, in our own earthly language. We want heaven to back us. We want heaven to back the church. Lord, give us the language. The language that people will hear and they will be convicted and converted. They spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. What is the purpose of this Holy Spirit coming? I'm rushing because we are going to pray. And I have to be done by 12. What is the purpose of this Holy Spirit coming in? Acts 1:8. Jesus said, you shall receive power. Everybody say power. Power is ability or capacity to do things. Power is ability or capacity to do things, to influence behavior of others. It's not saying that we have to cow them, but it's the power to be able to speak into somebody's life and that life is changed. You pray into somebody's life, God hears that prayer and there is a change. That is power. You decree in the name of Jesus Christ about something that should not happen, and God hears you, and that thing stops. That is power. And you decree that something should begin to take place that have not been happening, and heaven hears you, and there is immediately or thereafter a change. And those things begin to occur. That is power at work. And Jesus said, you will receive power. And there is no house, each one of us, wherever we live, there is power. We know what it means when power is off. Everything is down. Those of us who are working in the factory, you know, when power is down, they tell you, please, you can go home. Because you can't, no production. Spiritually, when the power is down, then that tells you everything is over. But I want to tell you, brethren, we are challenged today that the word is weak. The power that is operative today, you know, the Holy Spirit, we have not given him enough room. We have not allowed him to exercise his role, his power through us, through me, through you. And that's why I want to pray. I don't know if you are thirsty like I'm thirsty. Now, Lord, I'm weak, but Lord, I need that power to be strong. I need the power that makes things happen. I need the power that changes situation, that changes destiny. I need power that changes the issues in the life of men and women. What made these 120 people different? They were ordinary fishermen. They were ordinary people that people know. They look at them and say, who are you? But when the power came, they became relevant. They became relevant in wherever they find themselves. The government could not stop them. The system could not stop them. Because there was something inside of them that was bubbling. Something inside of them. The spiritual engine was so powerful, propelling them to go beyond human capacity. That is the power at work. We need the power today. Amen. Lord, do it again. Visit your church, oh God. Visit Mount Zion. Visit me. Visit my brethren. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so when this power came, don't forget that the purpose is for harvest. The purpose is for harvest, not for decoration. But today the church have taken the power. We are decorating it. Huh? You know how we decorate it? The gifts. Thank God for the gift. That is a byproduct. Hallelujah. The main thing is for harvest. The main thing is harvest. Then we need those byproducts to help us in doing the harvesting. So, the power to speak to the addict, drug addict, the homeless, the helpless, and we begin to see change and transformation. The power to live, you know, graciously with our neighbors, with our co-workers, with our mates in schools, and they begin to see something in us that attracts them. The power to live beyond the human undeals and human barriers. What they are going through that you yourself you are also going through, but they see a difference in your character. They see the way you react, the way you handle the same issue. You are going through the same problems, but the way you are handling it is quite different. It's because there's a power inside of you. We need that power today. We need that power today. Power to bring about another Pentecost in this city. In this city, Cleveland. See what have been holding us? Thank God for those who have been praying for years. Thank God for those who have been thirsty and praying. And thank God for that unity. You know, those who have been here praying, they will tell you that before they started praying, things were worse. Things were really ugly. But when they started praying, things began to change. And as we continue, as they continue praying, and we continue praying, things are getting better. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are not yet there. As we continue to pray, we will get to the best place God wants us to be. Until the well is bubbling. Until everyone that is thirsty, far and near, begin to come and drink out of that well and find salvation. The prophecy, I don't forget, about this city, is that people will come from nations. They will come to this city. And it's also the same prophecy for Mount Zion. There is a well here. People are thirsty. They will come. Until we begin to see people come and drink, we don't stop praying. Even when we see them coming drinking, and they are taking their drink, they are taking part in it, we are not going to stop, you know, doing what? Praying. Why? Because that is the secret of the generation of the power. The more you pray, the more the Holy Spirit unites us together. The more the Holy Spirit works. So we are going to pray. Okay? Like I list down four things, areas I want us to pray. We're going to pray for Mosiah. You're going to pray for yourself. You're going to pray for this city. We are going to pray for America. Amen. 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 The outcome of that Holy Spirit coming upon the church, upon the 120, was the crowd was now saying, you know, these people are, they are drunk. They are drunk. It's 9 a.m. 9 a.m. in the morning and they are drunk. And nobody is supposed to take anything until the end of the festival. You are drunk. And Peter said, no, we are not drunk. This is that which was spoken. Hallelujah. This is that which was spoken by Joel. Yes. That in the latter day, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, upon your sons and upon your daughters. They will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your sons and daughters, they will prophesy. And there will be great things happening. This is it. This is it. And they open his mouth to let you know the purpose of the Holy Spirit was for harvest. He spoke the first message. 3,000 souls were won. The Holy Spirit rigged in harvest. 3,000 souls. I was looking at the scripture again. I was asking myself, do you know what it means to baptize 3,000? Well, if you have not done it, I think those of us who have baptized somebody, at least you know what it means when you put somebody down and then you raise him up from the water and you do for 10, for 20. You know what this place is. What will tell you? You're back. And this 120 were able to baptize 3,000 souls. It tells you the Holy Spirit came for power. Power to get things done. When he's at work and you are in alignment with him, you will not be tired. You may feel the fatigue after. But at that time, you don't feel anything. Hallelujah. We want the Holy Ghost again. Amen. Again and again. Because when it's walking inside any vessel, you don't know. Because you are not carrying the bond. It's not you doing it. You find yourself, you know, going beyond human capacity, human ability. Because there's a power that is working in you. That's why the scripture says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we can do all things through Christ who does what? Who strengthens us. So we want to pray. When Peter preached the first message, 3,000 souls were won. Thereafter, there were other messages empowered or propelled by the same Holy Spirit. There were healings, there were signs and wonders, 4,000, 5,000. You now begin to see multiplication. If you read just chapter 2 of Acts, you will see those who believe, to let you know, when people hear the right message and the right language that makes them to understand through the Holy Spirit, conversion will happen. And when it happens, you know what? They will stay. All that were converted came together. They continue to study at the feet of the apostles. If you are truly saved, you will know where to feed. Hello? If you are truly converted, you will know where to feed and how to be fed. Let us pray. Number one, I want us to pray. Let's pray for. Pray for yourself. Pray for Mount Zion. Fire consumes. Fire came upon each one of them. Fire consumes. And the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews 12:29, God is a consuming fire. But there is this fire that doesn't consume human beings, but it consumes anything that is negative to the will of God. So we are going to pray that barriers, obstacles, division in the body of Christ be consumed. Apathy, laziness, and compromise all be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Shall we please rise on our feet? Let's pray. Let us pray. Please, shall we rise? Let us pray. Let us pray. Lord, do it again. Do it again, oh God. Let your fire consume every barrier, obstacles, division in the body of Christ, apathy, laziness, Lord, compromise. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume. Let it consume them. Lord, from our lives, from my life, from the life of my brother and my sister, Lord, from your church, in the name of Jesus, in this city, in the body of Christ, in America, let the church of Jesus Christ begin to experience, oh God, Father, Lord, let your fire consume. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, oh God, consume and burn out every obstacle, every barrier to our progress, to doing your will, every barrier, Jehovah God, to revival. Let them be burnt out, oh God. Let, oh Father, that fire, oh God, be kindled afresh upon us. Let that fire sit upon each one of us afresh like never before. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor to your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Fire refines. We are going to pray that the fire of the Holy Spirit, put it down there here. Oh Lord, refine believers in America. Oh Lord, refine believers worldwide. Let your fire refine me for the harvest and this season. So you are going to pray. Lord, I need that refining. The refining of the holy of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Refine us, fire, refine us. Refine your church. Refine, oh God, refine believers in America. Refine your church in America. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. Let me quickly read that and then we pray that prayer. 1 Peter 1:7 says that the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let us pray that, Lord, every believer in this nation, in this city, and including you and myself, Lord, we will experience the refiner's fire. Shall we pray? Let us pray. Father, refiner's fire. Refiner's fire. At work, oh God, in our hearts, in my life, Ancient of Days, refiner's fire. Lord God Almighty, we pray for this nation, for America. Lord God Almighty, let it burn out, Father, every idol. Let it burn out every idol and those things, oh God, Father, that is contrary to your purpose and your will. In the name of Jesus, let it burn out, Lord God Almighty, the spirit, oh God, of idolatry. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, oh God, let it burn out, Jehovah God, division. Let it burn out, Father, the activity of the wicked one. Refine us, refine each one of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, O God. We worship and magnify you. Blessed be thy name, we worship you. Glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us pray that the fire will purify. It looks like, you know, almost like being refined, but purification talks about removing the dross. In Numbers chapter 31, Numbers 31, I want to quickly read that. We're going to pray that, Lord, we need purification. A lot of things have settled down. You know, You know, where you buy your soft drink, you know, especially the orange juice or other kinds of juice. You know, when you buy it and you don't shake it, you find that there is settlement. All right? When you shake it, then you have, you know, it's good to go. But if you don't shake it, you are going to see a lot of settlement on, you know, down. In America, the church in America, the church in this city, including me and yourself, there are a lot of things that have been settled. God have to refine or purify us. And those things that settles down are not the good type. They are not the good things. So we are going to ask God. Let me read that. Numbers 31 verse 23. Everything that can endure fire. I read it just now? Yeah. Everything that can endure fire, you shall put through fire and shall be clean. And it shall be purified with the water of purification. So let us pray. Lord, purify us. Lord, purify me. Every dross, every sin, every loss of appetite. Loss of appetite for God. Loss of appetite for prayer. Loss of appetite for the word of God. Lord, purge me. Purge your church in America. Purge your church in this land. In the name of Jesus, purify America. Purify the church. Jehovah God, Father, purify believer in every city. Jehovah God, let there be hunger for you. Let there be thirst for the word of God. Let there be thirst, oh God, for holiness. Let there be thirst, oh God, for unity. Let there be thirst, oh God, to obey you, to carry out your purpose here on earth. Ancient of days, there are some, Lord, residue. There are some things that are settled. Because, Lord, we are not, oh God, shaken by the Holy Ghost. Father, purify us. Remove every dross. Remove every particles. Remove every contaminant. In the name of Jesus, everything, oh God, that has polluted us, remove them. In the name of Jesus, every pollutant, remove, Jehovah God, from us. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor to your name, oh God. Leruma katabaye. Thank you, Father. We worship and magnify you. Be thou exalted, be thou glorified. Yes, Lord. Father, purify us. Purify us. Purify us. Purify us. Purify each one of us in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Last prayer point. You're going to ask, fire illuminates. Fire gives light, shows the way. It illuminates. Wherever there is darkness and light comes there, fire comes there, darkness gives way. So we're going to pray. Exodus chapter 13 verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and by night. We don't want to be restricted. We don't want to be limited. We want God, fire of the Holy Spirit, illuminate us. Holy Spirit, illuminate our paths. Illuminate our path. Overpower every darkness in the church. Overpower every darkness in our midst. Make, oh God, make us a beam of light in these last days. Open your mouth, pray. Let's pray for the church. Let's pray for church in America. Let's pray for the church in this city. Let's pray, Lord, we need a revival. Make us, oh God, beam of light, oh God. Cause us, oh Lord, to shine. Cause your fire, Father, Lord God Almighty, by your Holy Ghost, let that fire, by the Holy Ghost, Jehovah God, Father, to beam out, Ancient of Days, in the mighty name of Jesus, God of Elijah, send a fire, Holy Spirit, let that fire come afresh upon us, let it sit upon us, let it sit upon us, thank you, Father, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. When I was preparing this morning, this hymn came to me. I just wrote the first stanza down. If you know it, just sing with me and we'll round up. Thou Christ of burning cleansing flame, send the fire, send the fire. Thy blood bought gift today we claim, send the fire, send the fire. If you know it, you sing. You can also go to your Google and I think just part of it is what is out there. I want us to sing it. It will help us as we round up. Go to your Google and hallelujah. Just put it there. Thou Christ of burning cleansing flame. Amen.
And if we can put it on the border, will help us. Hallelujah. Our cry today is, Lord, do it again. Do it again, O Lord. Amen. Do it again, O Lord. And this hymn was written by William Booth. Amen. La 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 la. Sing.
Thou Christ, a burning cleansing flame, send a fire, send a fire, send a fire. Thy blood, but give today we claim, send a fire, send a fire, send a fire. Look down and see this waiting host. Give us the promised Holy Ghost. We want another Pentecost. Send a fire, send a fire, send a fire. God of Elijah, hear our cry. Send a fire, send a fire, send a fire. To make us fit to live or die. Send a fire, send a fire, send a fire. To burn up every trace of sin. To bring the light and glory in. The revolution now begin. Send a fire, send a fire, send a fire.
The last stanza.
To make our weak heart strong and brave, send a fire, send a fire, send a fire. To live a dying world to save, send a fire, send a fire, send a fire. Oh, see us on thy altar lay, our lives are all this very day. To crown the offering now we pray. Send a fire, send a fire, send a fire.
If you are yet to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, this is the time. As you are about to pray right now, you can ask God and say, Holy Spirit, touch me. When the fire came, when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, they spoke. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for a day like this. We are remembering the coming of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, you didn't want to leave your disciples, your church, your children as orphans. You didn't want to leave them weak. Lord, you didn't want to leave them, oh God, Father, under the threat of the enemy and unable to respond. You didn't want to leave them, oh God, not knowing what to do. And so, Father, we pray at this moment. Father, send your fire again. Do it again, oh God. Touch our lives. Touch our lives. Send the fire. Revive our hearts. Kindle off the fire in our hearts. Burn away every dross. Burn away every laziness. Burn away every flesh. Burn away anything that is not of yours. In the name of Jesus. Father, give us the right language. Father, to reach out to the world. To reach out to our world. Father, the purpose is for harvest. Help us not to be lazy. Help us, oh God, not to procrastinate. Help us, oh God, to see what you are seeing. Thank you, Father. Lord, touch your church worldwide. Touch your church in this city. Touch your church, oh God, on Zion. Touch your church in Tennessee. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen.
Praise the Lord. Shall we please take our Holy Communion? Oh, thank you.
It's an opportunity to also pray and say, Lord, as I take this communion, it's in agreement with this, your spirit that came on the day of Pentecost. It's for harvest. Make me a true harvester. Make me a willing harvester. Make me an available harvester. Help you, God, in agreement with your spirit. Father, whatever needs to be blown off or blown away that is taking place in my life, let the wind of the Holy Spirit, blow them off. Everything that needs to be blown off, let them be blown off today. Every excuses, every laziness, every procrastination. Oh, my brother will do it. My sister will handle that. When God is saying, do it. Father, let it be blown up. And anything, oh God, that may be contaminant in my life, my spiritual life. Are we weighed down spiritually? Are we where God says we should be? I want us to pray as we eat this in agreement with what Jesus did on the cross. Said it is finished. That today we're in alignment with the Spirit of the Lord. That Lord, we are living here strengthened. We are living equipped. We are living here energized. We are living here not the same. Your Spirit, oh God, will walk a walk in our hearts. I want to ask Pastor Gezaya to please pray.
Father, we thank you. Father, even as we stand this day, we remember what you did 2,000 years ago. Thank you for your death. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father, today we ask that you do it again in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Send that fire. Send that fire again. Send your anointing upon each one of us. Let no one live out of this place without the tongues of fire upon our lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you so much that you are able to burn out everything that should not be in our lives. Burn them out, oh God, and fill us anew as we remember what you did with your death. Thank you, Father. We remember you and we say thank you in Jesus' name.
Eat ye all of it. And as we take the wine, stands for the blood of Jesus. Today, the Lord is renewing that covenant that he made. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come again. And not only that, he said, I will not leave you, I will be with you to the end of the age. That is the promise of Jesus to the church, to you and to myself, as we continue to follow. He will not abandon us. But anytime we need strength, let's always go to the cross. And that's what is going to happen this morning as we are drinking this, is to energize us, is to strengthen us, is to help us to run the race, not becoming tired or weak. And may the Lord renew every strength. All that we need, don't forget, power is to do things, to have things done. As we take this, may he energize us afresh to get the work done. And any sickness in anybody, as you take this, he paid everything needed for you, and you can be healed even as you drink. Shall we pray? Father, thank you. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for the finished work on the cross. Lord, we are coming in alignment with what you did. You said, this is the new covenant in my blood for the remission of sins. Father, we thank you that you made this available. Today, as we drink, let it be for strength. Let it be, oh God, Father, to run the race. Let it be, oh God, to fulfill each assignment you have given us. Let it be, oh God, that Father, no one haven't taken this today. Father, we remain the same. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anyone that is sick? Lord, let there be healing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you again for your son and his team. Lord, also strengthen them. Possibly, they are also taking the communion. Lord, in alignment, we are saying together, we run this race. Not looking back. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Drink ye all of it.